city if there were no parks.
Oh, I know. It's like a giant backyard we all share.
Yeah, only we don't have to mow the lawn.
Of course, there's a lot to be said for private property. Big gates, electric fences, Dobermans trained to attack.
That's just music. He's carrying his own environment with him.
Yeah, and inflicting it on everybody else.
I like the street rhythms. It's alive and interesting.
The man thinks he's a car.
But you probably like him. He's listening to music and he's not imposing it on anybody.
No, he's completely in his own environment. Singing off-key, doesn't know half the words. I hate that.
Let's face it, Al, you just don't like music.
I love music.
You don't like people?
Love people. Just don't like them in my park.
One more meld and you do the dishes.
Throw out a card already.
Okay, now you didn't take the three of clubs, you put down the four.
The grease is hardening.
Therefore, you don't want the three of hearts.
Therefore, Jin, do the dishes.
Wait a minute. You only have nine cards. You lose. Do the dishes.
Miss Deal.
Do the dishes. And don't scour the new enamel pan. I'm using the old one as a planter.
Hi.
Mrs. McArdle.
Just a minute. Kate?
Yes?
I'm Janet Franklin.
Yes?
I own the building.
Ah, no wonder I recognized your name. Come on in. Can't keep you standing outside your own building.
Well, have a seat.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
Oh, well, you can introduce me to your friend, for starters.
Oh, sorry, this is Ellie Lowell.
Hi. Hello. Visiting?
No, I live here.
So I was told. Mrs. McArdle, do you recognize this?
No.
It's your lease for a one-family dwelling, now being occupied illegally by two families.
She's visiting.
Too late. Your rent increase comes to $648.95 a month.
What?
Retroactive for the 3 months Mrs. Lowell and her family have been residing here. Do you have a check lying around for $1,946.85?
But I'm her guest.
No, you're my guest. At $648.95 a month. I'll expect your check.
You can't do that.
Can you?
Well, my lawyer assures me I can. You see, your lease stipulates a one-family dwelling. Of course, if you'd gotten married...
To her?
Actually, even to her, gay liberation being what it is... You didn't, and you're not. So you're two families occupying a...
one-family dwelling.
I'll expect your check within a week. Oh, lovely to meet you, and welcome to the building.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, my God.
My sentiments, exactly. $648.
95 cents.
Well, I'm good for the 95 cents. How are you for the 648?
Get the lease. I'm going to call Gary. It's times like these when dating a lawyer is a godsend.
I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I signed it. No, I didn't read the small print. I thought you were supposed to do that. You're the lawyer. That's it. We're dead. Oh, a show Wednesday night would be great. Sunday in the park with George. That's perfect. That's where we'll be living. Bye, Gary. I can't believe I'm gonna lose this apartment.
I feel so guilty. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have to move.
I should move. I'm gonna move. I really am going to move.
Kate, stop me before I move!
Listen, Ellie, we're both moving.
Where?
I don't know. Start reading, Rumi.
I've never done this.
I'll be gentle.
Kate? Oh. Cheer up. Things could get worse.
Told you.
Hi. Oh. Well, what do you think?
Do you remember the third apartment we saw? The one that looked as though they slaughtered cows there?
Yeah.
This is where they hid the bodies.
Cheer up. Don't give up on it so fast. Now give up on it.
What's in there?
You don't want to know.
Let's get out of here. This is the worst apartment I've ever seen.
And it's the best place that we've seen all week. Oh, Ellie, what are we going to do?
Well, either we come up with $1,946 or we start stripping wallpaper.
We do have another choice.
What?
Do what Janet Franklin says. Become one legal family.
I hope you're not suggesting what I think you're suggesting.
What do you think I'm suggesting?
That we tell Janet Franklin we're a gay couple.
That's a great idea.
I refuse to live three's company.
Allie, this is war. Either we tell her that we're a gay couple or we end up living in a place like this.
Look, I know I haven't done that much with my heterosexuality lately, but I'm not willing to give it up.
Okay, we come up with $1,946.85 by tomorrow.
No.
Or $648.
No.
A month. Kiss me.
I'll come back later.
Do you think he knows my mother? My hat is on the table.
Ma chapeau est sur la table.
Mon chapeau est sur la table.
Where is my pen?
Qui est ma plume?
That's who is my pen. Où est ma plume? Miss Franklin!
After our phone conversation, I had to come over.
Okay, kids, upstairs and do your homework.
I don't have any homework.
Help Jenny with hers.
You too, Emma.
What are we, lepers?
Right. Look for your noses while you're up there.
Mrs. McCardle, Mrs. Lowell, I want to know just one thing. Is what you said on the phone true or a way to avoid the rent increase?
It's true, isn't it?
Well...
It's true.
Well, why didn't you tell me the other night?
Well, it was so,
Personal.
Personal, right, and I was very...
It's just that we're sort of new at this and, uncertain.
We're uncertain. I'm uncertain and she's uncertain. I'm more uncertain than she is. And I'd
Embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
Ashamed.
So ashamed.
You poor little things.
Miriam! Hello?
This is Miriam Goodman, my lover.
Her what?
Her lover.
Her lover?
Her lover!
Never be ashamed of what you are. Have pride. Oh, and speaking of pride, Miriam's own pineapple upside down cake to make up for giving you such a hard time the other night.
Look, Kate, a cake from her lover.
Well, when Janet told me, I just had to do something.
What do I do with it?
Put up some coffee to go with it?
That's a good idea. Excuse me.
Of course, there's no question of a rent increase.
Oh, that's great. Isn't that great?
Great.
Well, I think I'll go help Allie. We always help each other.
They've been together 3 months.
Oh, you're newlyweds. We've been together for over 8 years.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Where are you from, Allie?
Connecticut.
Oh, what brought you to New York?
Well, my husband and I are divorced, and he's a man, and I don't like men. I mean, I like men, but I don't like men.
She doesn't, and neither do I.
We have pride.
Miriam's divorced, too. I met her about a year after her final decree. Oh, you should see their children. Adorable. And they have a boy about Andrew's age.
Andrew?
Oh, my grandson. Oh, and I haven't seen him in over a year. My son-in-law was transferred to Frankfurt.
Do the children like pineapple upside down cake?
Why?
Well, I just thought maybe they could join us.
No. They have homework.
Oh, please. I'm never around children anymore.
Okay. Nobody up there wants cake, do they?
Cake! Go! Back to the lemon,
darling. Oh, hello, darling. How old are you?
He's 8. She's 14. She's 14. Jenny Imachip.
Well, you're very big for your age.
Yes, he is. Cake, anyone? Ah, the kids will just have a little piece, eat it very fast, and then go right upstairs for their homework, right? Right.
Le gâteau est magnifique.
Il est la spécialité du Miriam.
You speak French?
I lived in Paris for 2 years. After I won first prize in the village art show, I moved there. Every Saturday, I'd pack up all my abstract paintings, take the metro to Montmartre, and wait for an art critic to come by.
Why'd you leave?
An art critic came by.
I don't understand.
Neither can he.
Hello? Tom, it's Gary.
Gary? Gary who?
Gary, your boyfriend.
Oh, don't be silly. He's not my boyfriend. He's just a friend. And he's a boy, so of course she thinks he's my boyfriend. Don't kids say the darndest things? Excuse me, just a minute.
Okay, kids, go on upstairs and finish your homework.
I still don't have any homework.
Finish it anyway.
Up, down, up, down.
Oh, sure. Dinner with you and Bill tomorrow night at the old Heidelberg sounds great. Okay, thanks, Gary. Gary and Bill, send their love.
Le gâteau est magnifique.
Oh, thank you.
Can I say something?
What?
Well, I know it's none of my business, but I know why you sent the children upstairs.
You do?
You haven't told them, have you?
Told them what?
That you're gay.
No, I haven't told them. Have you told them, Kate?
No.
No, we haven't told them.
Can I butt in with a little motherly advice?
Oh, Janet.
Don't pretend to have boyfriends. The worst thing you can do to someone you love is to lie to them. Tell them the truth.
All right, that's one thing, and that's your quota. Don't mind her. I'm grandmother to one, and she's grandmother to everybody else. Oh, we had a lovely visit, Kate,
yes.
Allie. And I do hope we're going to see each other again.
Oh, I'd like that. I'm so glad you're both gay.
Why?
Otherwise, we'd have had to eat that cake ourselves, and I've been trying to lose 5 pounds for the last month.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Good night. Night.
Pride.
Oh, was that close. I've never been so scared in my life.
I thought when Gary called, that was it.
I better call Gary and tell him why I asked Bill to join us for dinner.
Who's Bill?
His German Shepherd.
Then I think the old Heidelberg's a good choice. I wish we didn't have to lie to Janet and Miriam. I like them.
I know, but we're not hurting anybody, and Janet didn't really give us any choice.
Oh, but I hate lying.
I know, the guilt.
No, I'm always afraid I'm going to get caught.
Don't worry about it. We're never going to see them again.
I can't believe what I did. I forgot my cake dish, and I need it because tomorrow I'm going to bring the kids a lemon meringue pie. Bye. See you.
Bye.
Bye.
I think we're going to see them tomorrow.
We seem to be alone.
Yeah, Allie must have gone to bed early.
If we'd gone back to my place like I wanted, we could have done the same thing.
No!
Janet, hi.
Hi. Your two bad pennies are back.
Oh, nonsense. Gary Ross, I'd like you to meet Miriam Goodman and Janet Franklin.
Hello.
Janet owns the building.
Oh, that Janet Franklin. Nice to meet you.
You heard of me?
Yeah, Kate told me all about you over dinner. That is, she told me and Bill.
Oh, where is he?
He had to go home and put some quiches in the oven. What do you think of our two little honeymooners here? Aren't they something?
Adorable.
Don't you think you ought to get home to Bill?
No. If you talk to him while he's cooking, he just barks at you.
How long have you two been together?
3 years. Times seven. 21 years.
Oh, you were awfully young when you met, weren't you?
Yeah. He followed me home from school one day.
You know, Miriam brought us a lemon meringue pie. How'd you like to stuff some in your mouth?
Hey, I'd love it.
Miriam, you shouldn't be baking stuff for us all the time.
Well, actually, it was for the children.
The phantom grandmother strikes again. Oh, Gary, there's a dance at the Gay Center on Friday night. Why don't you and Bill come with the girls?
A dance?
Yes, Janet insists we go.
Well, of course you have to go. It's in your honor.
Our honor! Yes, it's to introduce you to everybody in the neighborhood. We'll pick you up here at 8.
I told her we couldn't possibly go.
Oh, why can't you go?
Can't think of a reason. We'll go.
Your uncle is coming for the weekend.
Not until Saturday.
I have nothing to wear.
Sure you do. Think beige. We'll be going.
Wonderful. You too, Gary.
Oh, great. Bill's always complaining that I don't take him out enough.
I don't care if we have to live on Skid Row. I am not going to a gay dance.
Allie, we've got to go to the dance.
We don't have to go
ladies,
to the dance.
I think I'd better go. I know how you young married couples love to squabble in private. Talk to you later.
Sure, thanks.
Night, Allie. Can't wait to get home to tell Bill.
Where is it going to end? We are living a lie.
We're living it in this apartment.
I didn't mind lying to Janet when she was just a landlady, but now that I know her better, I feel rotten.
I know. Let's just take it one step at a time, okay? First the dance.
No.
Allie.
No.
I'll let you leave.
No.
Allie.
No, no, no.
Is that final?
No. Yes.
Allie? You ready?
I'm not going.
Come on, Allie. We've been over this all week.
I'm not going.
We've got to go to the dance.
What if some woman asks me to dance?
What if some man asks you to dance? You either say no or you dance.
I've never danced with a woman.
Sure you have. With me 100 times.
When?
In camp every summer.
Is it possible to die from embarrassment?
No, but it's possible to die from exposure out in the street.
Don't make me go.
This is ridiculous. Stand up.
Why?
Come on, stand up. The box step. Remember, forward side to get back. Ready? All the leaves are brown and the sky is blue. I went a walking for a walk on a winter's day.
Hi. You two look just like Emma and Jenny.
See?
Huh? That's you.
Well, I guess I'll go downstairs and talk to Charles. Maybe he'll turn me off men, so I'll want to go to the dance.
Yes, Rose, I want Mrs. Glick in my office at 8:30 for her x-rays, okay? Good, thank you, bye.
Charles.
Allie, my goodness, aren't we elegant this evening?
Well, thank you, I'm going out.
You are? Good for you.
You sound surprised. I do go out, you know.
Well, of course you do. Where are you and Kate going?
Well, we're going to a dance.
What a wonderful idea. Now, that's a perfect place to meet men.
What makes you think I want to meet men?
Oh, come on, Allie. You're going to the dance to meet men, plain and simple.
That's how much you know.
We have dates.
You do? Well, I'm delighted to hear that, because I worry about you, Allie. If ever a woman needed a man, it's you.
Oh, thank you for your concern, Charles. There are our dates now. I think you're going to want to meet them. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Ready to go?
Just about. Janet, Miriam, Charles Lowell.
Come here,
hi,
Janet.
Hi, guys.
Have a good weekend.
Have fun at the dance.
Oh, we will.
Chip, close your dad's mouth.
Well, ready to go to the dance?
Yeah, I just have to go upstairs for 1 minute.
Allie, Janet and Miriam are waiting.
I know. I'm not going. I thought I could go, but I can't. You're going to have to go without me.
I can't go without you. What if some woman asked me to dance?
Papa needs a brown.
Allie. I can't go on living a lie. Look, we're going to tell them eventually.
When? When the kids are grown and we don't need the apartment anymore?
Look at it. If pretending that we're gay is the only way that we can keep this apartment, then we're going to have to pretend that we're gay.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have come upstairs. I thought something was wrong.
Oh.
Let's go, Miriam.
Oh, is everybody ready?
We're going alone.
Why? What's the matter? What happened?
Janet, please let us explain.
There's no explanation necessary. It's all perfectly obvious. You lied about being gay to avoid a rent increase.
Oh no. Did you?
We couldn't help ourselves. We can't afford a new apartment and we can't afford the rent increase.
Oh, dear.
Miriam, please.
Oh, Janet, I'm sure the girls didn't.
Why are you taking their side after the fools they made of us?
No, we didn't.
I am so tired of people who think they have the right to condescend to us just because we're different from them.
Wait a minute. You were ready to penalize us $648 a month just because we're different from you.
This apartment is a one-family dwelling.
Sure, as long as you get to say what a family is.
Everybody knows what a family is.
I'm not so sure. A lot of people wouldn't consider a gay couple a family, but you do. And now, so do we.
Oh, Janet.
A family is anybody who wants to share their lives together.
Right. Raise their kids together, put up with each other's craziness.
It's love that defines a family, and it can be any kind of love. Your kind, our kind, theirs.
Who's to say which kind of family's the best? You, above all people, ought to know that.
We're going to be late. Well, girls, get your coats. We're going to be late.
Us?
Who else am I talking to?
We're not gay.
I won't tell anybody if you don't. Besides, lots of our members bring straight friends. That is, if you want to be friends.
You bet we do. Only this time we're going to be real friends. No lies between us.
No lies, huh?
None.
All right. I didn't win first prize in the Village Art Show.
Oh, that does it. I'm not going
to. Let's go.
Shut up and dip me.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.